All right, it is Monday Money Minute time once again with Patriot Asset Advisors. Jonathan Taylor is here talking about the Rolling Stones, a band you may have heard of.
Yes, the Rolling Stones have achieved something no other rock band has accomplished. They have managed to get along with each other for more than six decades, Mike. That is just, no one can come close to that.
And they defy, you know, predictions.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the Beatles are basically nothing compared to the Stones as far as longevity.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on.
And people, you got to think about it. If you had five artists, they're going to paint a portrait.
Yeah.
And they each said, okay, let's all do this part, you do that. It doesn't work. That's the same thing with music artists.
Right, exactly.
So it's just amazing, though. They made great music. Here's a few numbers. Mick Jagger's estimated their music catalog would be worth about $500 million. Since 1989, we call it the Stones' modern era, when they started to understand the business of music and contracts.
Yeah.
They generated $1.5 billion in gross revenue. They are still a money machine, recording sales, song rights, merchandise, sponsorships, and touring. So here's the latest breakdown I could find. This is from 2021.
Yeah.
Revenue of $50.9 million, which consisted of $2 million in sales royalties,
right.
$3.1 million in streaming royalties, $1.2 million in publishing royalties, and $45.5 million from ticket sales.
What about the lips icon?
I'm going to get to that one, too. That's
okay.
Huge. In 23, the Stones made $98 million, which placed them at number 7 on Forbes' list of top-earning entertainers.
Okay.
So the merchandise sales is crazy. That lip and tongue, like you said, Mike, it's worth millions. That last tour produced $20 million for merchandise sales, of which the band received 25%. So that's awesome.
That's high for bands, isn't it?
Yeah.
Usually it's less than that. Wow.
Now, how all the cash is split with the members, I don't know. That's private. But, you know, the Stones, I believe, are still at the top of the music game, and here's how I'm in keeping score.
Yeah.
We've all heard of a young artist by name of Taylor Swift. You've heard of her, Mike?
I heard of her, yeah. Okay. She's had a few hits.
She fills stadiums and has a fan base second to none at the moment.
Yep.
So you can hire Taylor for a show for $1
million. Right.
But to get the Stones, and they will do a private show, they get $8.1 million. That is 60-plus years of grinding it out and figuring out a way to get along with your bandmates. Remember the old saying, a Rolling Stone collects no moss. Well, these Stones collected a few dollars as they rolled through the decades.